Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports with Max is on the air. Tubbs, you and I might go a few rounds here in this first half hour because I got a question for you all, and that includes you because you're part of you all. I'm not on this sports betting becoming legal in the state. I'm not on it because I think we got so many vices that we've made legal over the years that we don't need another one. I'm not on it because I think that the power of gambling, near as I can tell from the outside looking in, is more powerful than a lot of addictions that I see. And I see people, in part because it doesn't chemically change the way they are, they think that they're okay and they think that they can handle it. And then I see them lose great amounts of money. And I see them only talk about the times that they won or say, you know, I should have gone that way. I had a feeling after they lost. And so I don't see the value of adding sports betting to the state of Minnesota. The other reason that I don't see the value of it, and they're talking about it now in the legislature, as you just heard in our newscast, the other reason I don't see the value in it is that I don't have any confidence that it's going to be earmarked for anything that benefits us. I don't see what they're going to do where you're going to say, oh, boy, that was a really good investment because they're going to take that money and they're going to funnel it here. And so I don't see the upside of gambling or sports betting in this marketplace. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. You can text or call. I think that humans are basically frail and weak. And I think when you afford them opportunities to do the wrong thing, they will commit themselves to something that seems like it's just a social exercise, and pretty soon it's an addiction. I think that we're all vulnerable to that, but I think there are many people that would go down this road of placing just a friendly bet. They're going to go down a road that they cannot handle anymore, and it will ruin families, and it will ruin relationships, and ruin financial, the 401k will end up being borrowed against, and I don't think that's a good thing. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Do you want to see sports betting in this marketplace? Do you want to be a part of our city, of our where we live? Do you want Minnesota to be about also sports betting? We've got just about everything else. Pretty soon they'll make pot legal and they'll say, that's great, boom, boom, boom. And they'll say, well, now we're going to make the money. And then you'll have to show me where the money goes that we're going to benefit from once all these guys start buying their reefer over the counter, because I don't get that either. 651-461-9226. My basic premise is I don't see how good things happen to people if they're betting or if they're smoking pot or anything like that, the advice that we make legal. 651-461-9226. Am I missing it, or am I, as usual, right on the mark? Tubbsy?
I am on the opposite side.
What a shock!
I know. That's why you brought me in, Maxie. All right, you want to smoke. No. I am all for legalizing sports gambling because, number one, people are doing it anyway. Those that want to gamble are going to find a way. How many people do you hear are going down to Diamond Joe's? How many people are hitting the FanDuel or the DraftKings? To me, I understand where you're talking about devices, but anything can be a vice if you allow it to take control of you. You know, whether it's alcohol, alcohol is legal. You know, smoking, you know, nicotine, that is addicting. Television, you know, sex, anything can be a vice if you allow it to control you. You know what I mean?
I'm saying this, so let's not give them another vice. Let's not give them another opportunity to do the wrong thing because people are frail and they're weak and they give in to temptation easily.
But what about people like me who, and I believe there are a lot of people like me that are out there that can do it within moderation. There are always going to be people out there that
might still be in the infancy stages. You might believe that you're in moderation, not knowing that you're heading down, and all of a sudden you go right through the overpass.
A lot of that too is self-awareness. I mean, if you can regulate this, the thing is that if you can regulate it and tax it and put more money back into the
Don't do that, because I never see us. I don't see what we yield. The only thing that I've seen that truly made sense, and I give my friend Ron Scherer and some others some real credit on this, is when they got the Legacy Amendment passed, and it said this goes to one thing, and that is to increase wetlands and habitat for the outdoors. There's nothing else that can be spent for. And then, of course, the arts had to come in because they couldn't get it done on their own and say, hey, let's put us on that bill, too. Well, why don't you guys do your own bill?
Yeah, but you can't paint everybody with the same paintbrush. I mean, you can look at what happened, but you can't always say
This is a different point, though. The different point is I don't believe that our legislatures have the capacity to take this money, this windfall that they might get from this, and do something productive with it, because I don't see that. I think we've got problems with our transportation right now. When I see what they spend on light rail and how over budget it is, I don't have any confidence in them that they're going to be able to take a pool of money and do something good with it. I believe that our highway construction business is out of sorts, and the reason I believe that is I believe that they can go to the legislature and say, we need to fix this road, and what legislature can oppose them? They don't have the science or the background or the knowledge, so I don't have confidence in these people that they're going to be able to take a new pool of money and do something that is productive with it. I don't believe that because I haven't seen that in the past, and I'm bipartisan in this. I haven't seen them take this, these pools of money, these new supplemental incomes, and do something with them that you go, wow, but it all makes sense now.
Right, but again, I'm not going to go back and look at everything that they have done or they haven't done and apply it to this scenario. I mean, you can have a whole chunk of money. If they say they're going to earmark it for certain things and they don't, well, then, I mean, that's not something that I, as the general public, can control. Now, they're going to say sometimes things, I mean, again, I wasn't around when other things were, you know, I just moved back in 2019, so I can't go back to, you know, whenever some of the issues were that you're talking about. But when you're looking at a burgeoning economy, a burgeoning business like sports betting is, and you look at how many states are legalizing that along with legalizing cannabis, it just seems like if you don't do it, people are going to find a way to spend that money elsewhere. People are going to find a way to go to other places and do it. So why not keep it within the state? If you can work it out with the tribal casinos and they're willing to host sports books at some of their, you know, some of their locations, then if you can get that in order, I just don't see I don't see the downfall. Because again, I'm not necessarily buying into the, you know, people are going to use it as an addiction. It's a vice.
Let me add something to that then. Okay. Let me add another piece to this. If they say that they'll spend it on what? Fill in the blank. You can call us, 651-461-9226. Would that make it worthy to you? In other words, if we take the moral compass out of this and we say, well, it depends on what they spend the money on, does that change the game for you? And is there something that if they spend the money on this, then the bill makes sense? I just don't see where creating vices and opportunities for people to do the wrong thing is a good thing. There's never a right time to do the wrong thing. There's never a wrong time to do the right thing. And I'm afraid that we're going to offer people the opportunity to do it without remorse, without conscience. And the same with smoking. smoking marijuana. I don't see where the state gets better because people are smoking marijuana. I don't see that. I see it when I'm out in Colorado. I see that you know, they sell it legally and all these things, these dispensaries. And even before then, it was quite an industry out there. But I also don't see a great work ethic out there. I see people that gravitate out there that want to work 3 hours a day instead of 8 hours a day. I see these things. And I get growingly concerned that we could turn into something like that. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Call or text. We'll sneak one call in. Let's go to Kristen in Cottage Grove. Kristen, you're on.
Okay, a couple things. First of all, I think the guy that you talked to was talking about sports betting with so much excitement in his voice that I personally suspect that he may be somebody who's already in trouble doing it.
You're concerned too?
Oh yeah, I'm mortgaging away my future because if Justin Jefferson doesn't hit his 25 touchdowns in the first three games of the season, I'm losing my house.
Okay. We've covered that.
Another thing,
but I know what you're saying, and I'm a psychology minor, so I'll give some more analysis on that as the show moves on. Go ahead, Kristen.
Okay, another thing is, a dear pastor friend of ours lived up at Hoyt Lakes.
Yep.
He was a pastor. And one of the things he talked about is that gambling drained that area of the churches up there. That when people, it started to be that when people had discretionary income, instead of giving it to the church, that would help people in the area, they used it to gamble. And it actually drained and threatened a lot of churches in the area from people gambling instead of investing in social activities in the area. Okay, that's another thing. Another thing is that I was an in-house copy editor for a children's publishing company that did books for schools and libraries, and one of the books that I copy edited had to do with gambling, and there were I helped with a debate book that tried to present both the pro and the con of various subjects, including in this one particular book, gambling, and there were so many more dangerous sides. Now, this was casino gambling, but there were so many more dangerous sides to gambling that they didn't allow the book to present them all because they wanted to give debaters a fair chance whether they drew a lot that they had to debate for.
Kristen, we're up against the time, but I rest my case, Tubbsy. 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226 if you want to participate. To bet or not to bet? That is the question. Stay with us on Sports to the Max. Welcome back to Gamble or Not Gamble with our incomes here in Minnesota. 651-461-9226. A lot of you call in and then you don't want to go on the air. Don't be afraid of me. If you want a spirited debate, feel free. You're going to lose, but if you want spirit of debate, call me, 651-461-9226. Let me read some of the texts that we've had come in here. Mike, number one, just because another state does it doesn't make it right. What happened to all the abhorrent health effects of smoking when big tobacco was the villain? Now we don't care about them with weed, meaning with marijuana. Hypocritical. Remember when politicians legalized vaping and they all got paid to vote it in, and now look, they aren't allowing it and they're saying how unhealthy it is. Big problems in area high schools and the bathrooms. Agree with you, Mike. Always enjoy your show. Max, you are 100% correct. How much of the gambling taxes get skimmed by the politicians? The money will get squandered. Thanks, Dewey. Maxie is driven by greed and the need to get reelected in politics. I agree with you. We do not need it, and it will wreck families, 401ks, and savings. Idiot politicians, I've never seen money go back into the economy. How about the lottery? I've seen nothing. All the promises they made with it. Don't we have enough problems? May as well pour gasoline on a raging forest fire. They lie. Politicians pocket the money. Have you ever talked to someone who smokes pot? It's like having to bag, it's like talking to a bag of hammers. And they also want to legalize that. Make the idiots weaker and stupider. I am clueless to that in gambling. I can't believe they're wasting their time on gambling and liquor when seniors need not to be taxed on Social Security and need tax reductions, not booze. I mean, it's just, I understand what you're saying, but if you look at the text line here, I mean, it basically concurs with my thoughts all along, Tubbsy, and I don't see, and I'm trying to see your side of it, and I'm not seeing that, okay. that
but,
piece.
But see, a lot of that, you use buzzwords, and it's opinions. Well, I think or I feel. Let's look at the facts. Let's break it down factually, because we can talk about politicians are awful, politicians scam. If you talk to somebody that smoked marijuana, they're mush. I used to smoke marijuana. Am I a mush? Am I just a bag of potatoes?
Bag of hammers.
Bag of whatever. Hammers,
hammers,
whatever. Hammers.
See,
whatever.
You had a tough time distinguishing the
two
words.
Number one, it's a safe market for sports bettors. Number two, if you legalize it. It generates.
What does that mean? It's a safe market.
Well, I think if you look at it, how do I say this nicely?
Can you ever, be had you, if you, well, if you,
you
just
you
use
hear a lot of offshore.
Freddie the Bookie?
Well, you have a lot of offshore gambling. You know, that's where people take some of their money. If you regulate it, you legalize it.
Well, why not just bet through Vegas?
You can. Why do you think Vegas is such a hotbed? I mean, we can have things like that. Maybe not to Vegas's extreme. But if you allow state licensed sports books here at the casinos, you can have some of these standalone entities, which is what Vegas has, which is one of the reasons why people go out to Vegas is to go out and gamble like that. You know what I mean?
But I don't think people are going to come here to gamble, because I don't think they come here to go play the casinos.
No, but
I think it's a Minnesota-based group. And by the way, this is why I've never believed. Mm-hmm. This is another topic that we'll broach a different time. I've never believed that we had a bad economy or that people were in tough times over the last 30 years. The reason has been every time I drive by a casino, it's packed.
Yeah,
cars everywhere. So lots of people have lots of disposable income.
I mean, if you look at commercial casinos or Native American casinos over, I want to say, 40 states, they generate $38 billion.
38, that's a B.
38 B.
That's a B.
That's with a
that's
B.
That's a big B.
With a B.
Big B.
With a big B.
Okay.
Why can't Minnesota get in on that?
Well, we are, though, with the casinos.
That's what I'm saying. If we can get to that.
But I do you not get concerned like when you see a bus full of seniors coming to the casino?
I used to work at a casino.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I used to work at Jackpot Junction.
You're kidding me.
No.
Oh, come on now.
I worked at Jackpot Junction for 4 years.
Well, I'll tell you a quick story. Jackpot Junction.
Yeah, down in Morton.
They were in our conference. Morton was. Yeah. I had some great athletes out of that small town. But one of the first deals that I ever did when I was a deal maker, and I've owned a lot of my own TV shows, was we did a show at Jackpot Junction. Mm-hmm. It was called One on One. It was for Midwest Sports Channel, but I had to underwrite the show. I had to own the show. In other words, MSC wasn't going to underwrite it. If you want it, you go find a sponsor. So I got Jackpot Junction, and we would bring in four people at a time to do interviews, long-form interviews, and then we'd turn around for a half-hour show, but we did it with their backdrop.
Sure.
And they, this was many years ago. Then they said, well, you know what? I said, the only problem we got is getting, you know, it's a long drive. And they said, we'll flare up the corporate jet.
Yeah.
So they bring the corporate jet to me. I'm like 26 years old. I'm putting this deal together. I didn't even realize what I was doing, you know?
Yeah.
They fly the corporate jet in. I'd have Jerry Burns, Chuck Foreman, Darren Nelson. You know, you couldn't have current players because you only have former players, you know, because the NFL wouldn't allow them to be in. And they'd fire up the corporate jet, and boom, we'd take that thing. And, you know, it was like the greatest thing about being young and naive was I didn't know you weren't supposed to be able to pull something like that off. So I have a very fond memories of Jackpot Junction. And in general, the people down there are very good. But the point being, go ahead.
Yeah, no, and I guess what I was going to say, and somebody said, you know, I'm already gambling. Why do we need to legalize it? Why can't I take that money and keep it within the state and have some of that? If they tell me that it's going to kick back, I mean,
But Tubbs, you tell me the truth. There are people out there that play a wager that do not want to see this go through because they believe they're going to win, and if they do win, they're going to get taxed on it. They don't want to get taxed on it because right now it's underground.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. And
am I telling the truth or not? Am I missing it?
What was that? I'm sorry. There was another text came in, and I'm just working on the.
Okay, I'm worried again about that foggy brain thing.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I said, but aren't there a lot of gamblers that do not want to see this become legal because if they win a lot of money, they don't want to be taxed on it?
Well, if you should report anything that's over like $500 anyway.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Well, you should. It's just like having your secondary income. Some people have secondary income. They don't report it. What's the difference?
Well, because there's a paper trail on those, but Ernie the bookie doesn't keep a paper trail except his little book, is what I'm saying.
Right.
You know? It's all illegal.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to be able to have some of this money stay within the...
Are we out of time here?
Yeah, we're out of time. It's 58:35 is our out here.
Okay, so we'll pick it up again, okay? Yeah, when we come back, I want to bring Tim Cheat into the conversation. He's an umpire. In fact, they know something about it because one of the things that they do with umpires is they vet them to, you know, obviously who has control of the game, who wins or loses. It's a process to become a Major League umpire or referee for those reasons. I'm telling you what, folks, I'm listening, and I'm listening hard, and I'm just not seeing anybody compelling enough to change my mind. Stay with us at Sports to the Max.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.